Okay, Mr. Abdelahad, I'm gonna ask you like maybe three questions.
Okay.
Okay, and you give me the answer, the best you can and the deepest you can go.
Mm-hmm.
So first, what's for you, or what do you consider identity?
There are
National identity. I'm talking about
Nationalist is either religion. I believe identity is by religion. One of the identities are religion. One of the identities are ethnic. It's ethnic identity.
But
race.
When you bring it to you, when
for
you bring
myself,
it to, for yourself, to your personal point.
My personal point. My identity is how much I know about this world. This is my identity.
But national identity. I'm bringing it to the
global
frame. No, to the frame of nation. How do you define your Iraqi identity? You are in a crossroad of being
in Canada,
Iraqi
and
Canadian.
Okay,
that's a very deep crossroad.
Correct. Somehow correct.
When do you live? Majority of your years, but you are exploring again another lifestyle,
mm-hmm,
in a different country with a different culture.
Correct.
Different
too many
climate. Many
different cultures.
Too many difference. So now, how do you see your perspective of identity? Are you still when, like for example, my idea or my vision about
identity,
national identity? I don't see it in you. In you, when I see, I don't see an Iraqi
identity
in you. But do you feel still like you have that? You feel Iraqi. You are Iraqi.
I'm an Iraqi by birth.
By birth, by language.
And I'm Arab by language, and I'm Christian by religion.
Yes.
So you can tell that I have no specific identity. Almost like, you know, I have three identities when I born. Now I came here, there's another identity that I got. I earned, which is I'm a Canadian now. It's a geographic a place that I live at now. So
that's a nationality, not identity. How do you express your identity? Do you eat, for example, at home, always Iraqi food?
No.
You eat.
But I prefer Iraqi food. I love to try different things. Like, you know, with food, I'm international.
Okay.
I love to try a different food. I'm very open. Even with culture, I'm open to all culture. All cultures, I am open to. For me, I don't think I have any specific identity, you know. I'm open to all identities. Somehow, identity is a negative thing. If you
the way to dress, I don't see you dress like, I don't know how, because maybe it's my
based
on my ignorance, I think Iraqis has to have the halabiya and the
the aqal or whatever the dress. Like let's put in something in another words. I have very close friends, and like, you know, I'm spending so many years with him. Till now, I'm spending time with him. He believes that Saddam Hussein is the best president in the world. We've been through same everything. He's Christian as well. But we don't have the same aspect or the same thoughts about Saddam. We used to live in the same country. We spend most of the time together. Whatever we can spend together, we used to spend together. But we have different, if we have different identity regarding the, he's Iraqi, he's pure Iraqi. He loves to go to Iraq. Even he believes that Iraq is not safe, but he's always talking about Iraq. I miss Iraq. I wish if I can live in Iraq again. But he knows.
Nostalgia, that's an
nostalgia,
that's
the point. Yeah. But he cannot live there by himself. And he's married. Even if he wants to go there, his wife will say no. His daughter, his, like, you know, kids will say no because they have a better life in here. Identity, in that case, the identity is a bad thing, because we are giving up too many good things that you have in the country that you live, and you want to go to the country that you scared from, because whatever happened, my identity is who I am, no matter where I live.
Yeah, I see. For example, I don't want to mention name, but our friend here from Mexico, regardless, she's been years away from Mexico. She is still. She has that Mexican identity. Yes, supporting
all,
and
you know.
Supporting and eating the same and listening to the same.
And boycott too many things.
Yes.
Because of her identity.
Not realizing that.
You had that identity before. Now you're better. You had the religious identity.
Yes, but that's different.
But still, now you are very, very different than.
And I have come to this conversation with you, because for a moment I've been thinking that I have lost identities.
No,
I don't feel like when I think on Cuba, I think on that Cuba of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
The level of naivety. Mm-hmm. That we had when we were playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you look back now and you see what that country has become, you say, I have nothing to do with that place of earth.
Yeah.
That piece of land. I don't belong there. At the same time.
Maybe because you don't have close relatives there.
I have. I have very good friends. I have my mom, my dad, my uncle, my cousins. They are there, but that doesn't mean that I don't eat that food. I like it, food, but I don't eat our food. What is our food?
Because it's not fancy food, or you know,
it's that our food, because of the those communists.
Yes,
they destroyed everything.
True.
So, I don't know if I told you that when I go to Dominican, I find what we don't have or what we lost, I find it there.
True.
The way they eat now, mm-hmm, is the way we ate 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they, 50 years ago, they were eating the same,
mm-hmm,
but not us.
True.
Everything disappeared, the landscape, the animals, the fields, everything. So I'm also in that crossroad of identity. I love Canada, I love this country, but still I think I belong here.
Yes. For me I belong here more than I belong to my country. Even if I spent so many years there, because there
still. But if you see then based on what you told me, religion,
geography, place, birth?
Yeah, I have. I don't practice this, but Canada is not, it's a Christian country. It's open.
Multicultural,
Multicultural. But the weather is not the weather with which I identify myself.
No, I don't feel happy with this weather in here.
No, it's beautiful when you see that it snows.
Once
you have to cover yourself.
Yeah, that's okay.
A lot of layers of clothes.
But you have to, you know, remove the snow, clean your car, you know, remove the snow from your car every time, you know, change the tires every season, from season to season, whatever.
So this is something that I've been thinking. But then I see that we have the same idea. Maybe we can ask our friend Rampuri, that he really...
He has an identity.
He has identity.
And he still has that identity.
Yeah, he's been longer time. Rampuri. Rampu, would you like to participate in the conversation?
Like what?
The identity. Identity.
I'm not that much.
You are.
No.
And I can see your identity. He represents. Well, the only thing that he doesn't represent is that he doesn't wear a turban.
Yes, only the turban, yeah. Otherwise, he's religious.
You are proud. Yeah, you have your religion. Mm-hmm. You eat. You keep the culture as pure as you can.
At home, always. Except pizza, you're eating at home. Otherwise, everything you are cooking. Your wife cooking everything else.
Pizza is not my food.
It's for your kids.
Because of kids.
It's okay. Pizza is good.
No,
but it's not identity. Pizza, like, not it's their food.
Yeah, yeah.
Now is pizza is last time might be, I don't know when, 2 months before. Because now kids, my son might be eating. The girls are not eating. My wife is not eating.
The dress, the way they dress when they gather.
Yeah.
On occasion, yeah, on occasion, yes. There's a specific occasion. It's, yeah, we don't have a specific dress. Like, you know, we wear whatever we want. Even back home, we don't have, like, you know, costumes. No, only the Assyrian, which, like, you know, the Assyrian that
but
they have.
But when I see any news from Iraq, they still wear the
Dash and the Akal and Ghitra. Yeah, they wear it, like, you know, because of, yeah, especially.
But you didn't wear it when you were there?
No.
Never.
Always this.
Pants and suits.
Pants and
shirts.
Whatever, and shirts and t-shirts. Always. And so many of them Iraqi, like, you know, Iraqi Muslims or not Muslims, they are never wear this, like, you know, their customs in Iraq. Not all of them wearing them. We are very civilized. Like, you know, they have a false image about Iraqis. Like, you know, the media shows always, like, you know, an Arab, you know, riding in a camel. Or, you know, an Arab, you know, he's as a works, most of his, like, you know, Iraqis or Arab works are, like, you know, in the desert, you know, with the shepherd, as a shepherd, yeah, with the sheep.
I told you, my friend from Jordan, from Amman, that he said in Cuba, he said, the same, he told me the same. He said, I had never seen a camel.
Me neither.
I was born and raised in the city, and from there I came to Cuba.
I didn't see a horse
said,
in Iraq.
He said, I didn't see the desert. I never go to Petra. I wanted to go, but he didn't have time.
I saw the desert in Ramadi, which is in an Anbar, like, you know, it's a big desert in there. In Saudi Arabia and Ramadi. When I came from Syria, I had to come back to Iraq. So we had to go through that road and that city. And it's a completely desert. Otherwise, I didn't visit that, let's say, 14 cities I didn't visit from my country. I visited only 4 or 5 visits. That's it. Mosul, Baghdad, Duhok,
Basra,
Erbil. Basra, I never been in Basra. So Erbil, four cities, big cities. That's the cities that I visited in Iraq.
So going back to identity.
Okay, my identity. I have no specific identity.
And you think this is good or this is bad?
It is good. I told you because sometimes.
But it doesn't bring a feeling of emptiness.
No, for me, no.
That you, like, can say.
I don't have anything to be attached with, so I can, you know, define myself, or I can tell what is my identity. I'm not a materialistic, or I'm not a. Let's say. I don't need anything, to make me belong to that category. I'm a free. I can think. I might change my mind in the future. Now I'm Christian. Maybe I change my mind in the future. Like, you know, I'll be. I'm not Christian. I'm not believing in God. So one of my identities it's a religion.
Yes, yeah.
But still,
it's a sense of freedom.
Yes, as long as you are free, you are not empty. No, you're not filling. You know, your heart or your mind with things, like, you know, you always need something to be attached with. No.
Maybe I have to get. Because now you made me think, why do I still fight?
Exactly.
Those communists in Cuba. In my mind, I hate them, but I have to get free.
Same with me. In my mind, I hate what's happening in my country, but I'm not fighting them. I feel sorry.
But maybe it is because we saw the beauty of the country years ago, 40 years ago.
Oh, I've been through the same. I saw the beauty of the country. But still, if you cannot change it, why you are...
No, and it's not going to come back.
So, yeah. And you cannot change it, like, you know, the situation now there.
But I feel
the present. You cannot change the present as well.
I feel, I have that feeling. Shoot, and I'm looking to infinite, trying to think. It's because of my friends, the family, that they are still there. They have to go through blackouts.
Yes.
Even of 11 hours,
maybe
3 hours power, 3 hours out ratio, nothing. This is lack of food. And
so you still feel sorry about what is happening?
I feel bad for them, smart people. And I was going to say that they couldn't live But why was that the only choice? To have something different. You had to leave your place, your country.
It's not the same everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's not the same everywhere. Like, you know, you had a bad luck with your government because you live in a country that, you know, ruled by a government like that or regime. I had almost the same thing. So I had to leave my, I never thought of leaving my country. Like, you know, always go outside. Or if I leave my country or if I, like, you know, as a tourist,
yeah,
spend some time and come back. And all of a sudden, I received a phone call from my brother. You want to get killed because of the education? You have to leave your country. Leave it. I was trying to finish my PhD. So I saw the situation. He's right. I have to sacrifice it. I have, like, you know, cousins, three cousins still. Only the closest relatives I have, three cousins in Iraq, in Baghdad. They're very close. But they were afraid of change. Like, you know, what they have there, they said, well, we are not guaranteed we will have the same as in here. But they are not living in good conditions. They are afraid of, you know, expressing themselves freely. They don't know if they're going to, because of the car bomb or whatever, shooting each other in between, like, you know, bad timing, bad time, bad place. They might lose their lives. But they have to do something about that. They don't have to put the blame on the situation that they are at. You have to make sacrifices. You made a sacrifice, so many sacrifices. Yeah. But now you are feeling sorry of the relatives that you have in there because, and you want to, and you feel your emptiness that you feel because you cannot help to change what is happening in your country. And they're still the same there, same situation. That doesn't mean that you are empty, no. That's why.
I've come to that point sometimes that, what am I? I say I'm Cuban, but if you see the way they speak, I don't speak.
The same.
I don't speak that so degraded way to speak, and now they think this is Cuban Spanish. This is so on the ground the way they speak. I'm not a guy who eat. I don't eat pork, which Cubans go crazy about that. They eat white rice and bananas. Yeah, that was a way to eat it. Something sweet only, always in the...
In the food.
I eat like bananas, but I don't like it with the food.
With the rice. Same with me.
Yeah. Rice and beans, always. No. White rice, no.
Yeah, because of what the country being through.
But
the poverty.
There were all the type of food, and everything was degraded to that. So I don't have that big feeling for that.
No.
I and it's funny. If they say I love sushi, when did you eat your sushi? I decided to eat it and I like it.
I didn't like it. I never ate sushi, but when I eat it.
I love baklava. I never ate baklava when I.
Which is tried good. It. Whatever is good, you like.
Maybe for you, you say blah, because you ate it since you were a boy.
No baklava, I know, but
it's good.
It's good. Look, for you. All the baklavas, most of the baklavas are very good.
Oh, yeah.
For me, not all the baklavas are good.
Oh,
because
you,
I know.
You know.
I can tell the difference.
You can tell.
Yeah, that's the only difference between
like
you
and me. Like when here we see bananas, and you say, oh, this is a good banana. You say, wow.
Yeah.
This is not a banana.
Exactly.
I got the banana from the tree from
have
my
you noticed,
grandfather's house.
Have you noticed the banana, the best banana you can buy here in Canada from where? Which grocery store?
I don't know. I haven't seen good bananas here.
No Frills is the best.
From?
No Frills.
From No Frills.
Try.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bought it. No.
I bought from No Frills. No. I bought from, like, you know...
Costco.
Costco I didn't like. I bought it from the Chinese, you know, groceries. I bought it from Iraqi stores, or Arab stores. I didn't like them. Only the tasty one that I liked from No Frills.
No, banana. The good banana, you have to pick it from the tree when they are ripe, when they are ready.
Mm-hmm.
But they picked it green.
Green.
And the chain of
yeah,
true. Formation
that's true
of
well.
Nutrients,
yeah. Yes.
It disappears.
That's true.
So anyway, okay, I'm going to end right now. I'm going to end this recording. It has been very, very nice.
Likewise.
Thank you very much, and maybe
very
I'll be able to post it.
All right, very welcome.